This is Arizona Trails, and I'm Eb Epperline. And yes, the water has flowed well this summer. A great monsoon, pretty much on line with historic normals, which means even reservoirs have been filling back up, ones which were low. The largest reservoir, or lake, here in Arizona is Lake Roosevelt on the Salt River. Roosevelt Lake is 22 miles in length when full, and it hasn't been full for many years, but this year it is. I'm not going to give you directions. You can get online. There are many, many places that you can access the water at Roosevelt Lake. If you're bringing a boat on a trailer, pretty much all the ramps are functional again. And there are multiple sites where you can camp near the shore and launch your kayak or canoe or raft. What an expanse of water it is. Many years ago, I sailed it with a good friend from Flagstaff named David. David is a unique character. Once upon a time, told he would be paralyzed from the waist down, but to a significant degree, he overcame that and is able to walk with the assistance of canes. And he is an exceptionally good sailor. As we sailed out in November that year, a gust of wind caught us by surprise and capsized our boat with my 2-year-old son under the cuddy cabin. Talk about excitement and self-rescue time. But all turned out well, as David is a strong swimmer, and once my son was on top of the capsized boat, we brought it to shore, got everybody dried out, and back to normal by the next day. Why do you want to go to Roosevelt Lake? Well, it's a spectacular setting. Four peaks rising to almost 8,000 feet to the west, the Sierra Anchas Range to the north, and the Superstitions to the south. What a spectacular setting to get out on a lake and enjoy the water, which can be such a rare thing here in Arizona. So looking forward to seeing you in a boat or something that floats. This has been Arizona Trails with Eb Epperline.